Okay, recording beginning. And now I need to. Here's my presentation. Okay. So today we are introducing augmented and diminished intellect, which are not that difficult. Okay, so here is where we got up to. So that's what we had last week, the semitones required for each interval. That looks familiar to everybody. Okay. So, we know that a major sixth is nine semitones. We know that a minor third is three semitones, et cetera, et cetera. Like that's what we've done. Those are all our intervals. Now, what we're going to do today is add in a couple of columns. So it's going to end up looking like that. Okay. Now, just to warn you, this is what we're doing. Okay. So there's no such thing as a diminished first. So I've read it out this panel here. But all of the other intervals have a diminished and an augmented variant. Okay. But don't worry. This is, I mean, okay. Here is the rule. Okay, so you'll remember that seconds, thirds, sixths, and sevenths can be either major or minor. Yes, and firsts, fourths, fifths, and eighths are perfect. Right? You don't have a major or minor fourth. You have a perfect fourth. You remember? Yep. So that's how we describe them. So, if you have a major or a perfect interval and you go and you take it up one semitone, it becomes augmented. Okay.
Okay,
So,
so
let's, for example, we know that a major third has four semitones, correct?
yep.
So therefore, an augmented third has five semitones.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one more than the major or the perfect. Okay.
Okay, so one more. Yep,
Yep.
okay.
And I know you're going to ask me, well, hang on, we've already got an interval that might be that. But anyway, don't worry about this at the moment. This is just the concept, and it will all make sense as we go through. So we know that a minor second, third, sixth, or seventh is one semitone less than the major. Correct?
Okay.
Like that's what we've
Yes.
already discovered,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So we know that a major third was four semitones, a minor third was three semitones, a
Yeah.
major sixth was nine semitones, a minor sixth was eight semitones. So we know that that's the case. So one semitone less than the major is the minor,
Yep.
one semitone less than the minor is the diminished.
Oh, so okay. So the diminished.
Okay, so
Right.
that's where it's a little bit different between if you're talking these types of intervals, like fourths and fifths, versus these types of intervals.
Okay.
In both cases, you go up one from the major or perfect, and you get to the augmented. But for these ones, if you go down one semitone from the major, you get to minor. Down a second semitone gets diminished.
So that's for the firsts, the fourths.
The first, the fourth, the fifth, and the eighth. So if you have a perfect and you go down one semitone, you get to a diminished. Right? Yep, questions. Yep. So how many semitones? How many semitones is a perfect fifth?
Perfect fifth is seven.
Everyone agree with that? Have you got your reference chart there?
I've got my reference chart.
We can go back to the reference chart if you like.
On, how do I do this? Fucker.
So here we are at our perfect fifth with seven semitones, yes?
That's
So,
correct, yeah.
okay. So how many semitones is an augmented fifth?
Semitones augmented fifth, so you go up one, is that right? Eight.
Correct. How many
Yeah.
semitones is a diminished fifth?
Six.
Correct. Okay. How many semitones is a major sixth?
Major six, nine.
God.
Yep, okay, so 9 semitones and a major sixth.
Not yep. a clue.
Yep.
So well, you, just, how did you know that, Barb?
Well, I'm just looking at my chart. I'm looking at the previous chart that he had that I'd written down from the other week. Yeah.
So I'll show you the chart again.
So that chart he's got before the reds on.
There we go.
That one.
Is major sixth, 9 semitones. 9.
I've got that chart written down. I just looked at it. 9.
Yep. There you go. So we know that a major sixth has 9 semitones. How many does an augmented sixth have?
Well, that must have... Yeah, 10.
Correct. How many does a minor sixth have?
8.
Yes. Yep. How many does a diminished sixth have?
Oh, God.
Diminished down 1, so 7.
Correct. Okay, that's how it works. Major was 9, minor was 8, diminished is 7. Okay. So let's work through a few examples. An augmented interval has 1 more semitone than a major or perfect interval. That's what we were just discussing.
Okay, so augmented.
For example, we know that C to F is a perfect fourth, right?
Yeah.
A perfect fourth has 5 semitones. C to F, 5 semitones, perfect fourth, right? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So C to F sharp is an augmented fourth because we've added a semitone.
So augmented up 1 semitone.
Yep. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Others? are you with me here?
Leaving it to Barb.
Yeah, why am I doing all the work?
Yeah, but you're good. I will still learn.
Well, I want to make sure people understand. Penny. So we had before that, you know, we had our chart and we know that if you've got 5 semitones from the first note to the last note, that's a Amazing Grace. Perfect fourth.
Can you do that on the piano, Richard?
So that's our C. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 semitones. Yep.
Yep. Twinkle, twinkle.
No, twinkle, twinkle is a perfect fifth.
But wasn't that what you were saying?
No, I was doing a perfect fourth.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So perfect fourth is Amazing Grace, or, you know, but it's made up of 5 semitones. So
I'm confused. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you can... You count the first one.
No, so we're starting on C. We're going up 1 to C sharp, 2 to D, 3 to D sharp, 4 to E, 5 to F.
It's always confusing about whether you count the first
middle C.
Yeah, so we're not counting the first one when we're counting semitones.
Okay.
So we end up, if we stop at 5,
right,
we have our perfect fourth. If we go up 1 more to 6, it's an augmented fourth.
Oh,
got it.
Yeah, because you're up 1 semitone.
Yep.
I wondered what happened to that one. We hadn't discussed it.
Yeah, so that one's our one interval that we haven't done yet, but yes. we'll come back to it. Okay, so that's an augmented interval. So let's do another one. So C to A was what sort of interval is that?
4, 5, 6, 7, 9.
No. Major sixth.
Yep. Starting on C, 1 to C sharp, 2 to D, 3 to D sharp, 4 to E, 5 to F.
I haven't got that nice little chart that you've got there, Barb.
Oh, you need it.
To G, 8 to G sharp, 9 to A.
I just wrote it down.
So C to A is 9 semitones, so therefore is a major sixth. Everyone in agreement with that?
Cool. Yeah.
My Bonnie, right?
Yeah.
My Bonnie.
Yeah. So.
My Bonnie.
So that's the major sixth, My Bonnie.
My Bonnie, yeah. So if we add 1 semitone.
Yep.
we get to an A sharp, right?
Yeah. Add one semitone, A sharp.
So that's okay. Our augmented sixth.
Augmented sixth. So you call it an augmented sixth.
Yes. Okay, because it was major, right? And we've gone up one semitone from a major.
Yeah. Okay.
So one semitone more than a major is an augmented. If we look at our chart, we've already got something which is 10 semitones, haven't we?
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Which is
so
what?
Why isn't it called a minor seventh?
This is an important point. Okay.
Okay.
Why have we called it an augmented sixth and not a minor seventh?
Exactly.
Right. Because.
Is that to do with the chart?
Because of the key signature.
No, not necessarily the key signature. They sound exactly the same. An augmented sixth and a minor seventh are both 10 semitones, right?
Yes.
So why are we calling it an augmented sixth and not a minor seventh?
Yes.
The answer is because what it looks like. If you're only listening to it, there is no way to tell the difference.
No, okay.
You can only tell the difference because you're looking at it, right?
Mm-hmm. So are you saying if it was a B flat, it would...
Correct. Yep. If this note was written as a B flat, you would call it a minor seventh.
Okay.
But because it has been written as an A sharp, you call it an augmented sixth.
Okay. And would sound exactly the same, though.
Sound exactly the same.
The same.
Yep. Almost it's only because how it's written down.
Would you see that flat in the key signature, though?
Well, it depends what your key signature is. At the moment, we're not worrying about key signatures. Like, we're effectively in the key of C here. So if we're in the key of C and we've got a C and we've got an A sharp.
Right. So C to A sharp. Okay.
Why have all the City of Sales guys gone?
Where are you guys?
They've gone.
I'm still here.
John's here. Good. And Peter's
You're
here.
Sleeping.
I'm here.
I have no input.
Everyone's still here.
We're just listening hard.
Okay. So you're with me? The reason we've called it an augmented sixth is because it's an A of some description. And so from a C to an A is a sixth. So the A sharp becomes the augmented sixth. If they had written it as a B flat, you would call it a minor seventh. Okay. Got it?
Yep.
Okay. Diminished intervals. A diminished interval has one less semitone than a perfect or minor interval. Okay.
Oh,
so.
I really
if we look at C to G, what C to G? How many semitones C to G?
Sorry, how many semitones C to?
C to G.
G.
Six.
Seven to G, C to G. But this is
one,
a
two,
flat.
Three, four, five, six, seven. So G is here. So
yeah.
Okay. So C to G is what sort of interval?
Augmented.
Seven. Perfect fifth.
It's a perfect fifth.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So C
flat
to G flat is one less.
So it's one less.
Yeah.
One down.
One down from the perfect.
So it's diminished.
Therefore it becomes a diminished fifth.
Right.
Okay.
We had a perfect fifth. But we've got one semitone less and we have a diminished fifth.
Right.
Now, our example our first example that we did was C to F sharp, right?
Yeah.
And we called that an augmented fourth. And how many semitones was that?
Augmented fourth. Yeah, I'll augmented fourth
seven.
Augmented fourth was six semitones.
Yeah. That's right. So here was here's our augmented fourth, C to F sharp. So C to F was a perfect fourth, and we went up one semitone to the F sharp, and we got to an augmented fourth, right?
Yeah.
Just ask a question, which is driving me mad, and you too. When do you count the first note, and when don't you? Because obviously, sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't.
You do when you're counting intervals, when you're looking at, when you're trying to decide what sort of interval it is, right? So here we see it, if you're looking at music, right? If you're looking at music and you've got this note and you've got this note and you're trying to figure out what sort of interval is that, you start with this one, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
Right. If you're looking at a keyboard and you're counting semitones, you don't count the first one.
Oh, okay. Well, right. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry.
No, that's good. So, augmented fourth was what we first started with, C to F sharp, six semitones. Yes?
Mm.
Now we had C to G flat, six semitones, diminished fifth, right?
Yeah.
It's the same interval, though, right? So why we called it an augmented fourth in the first case and a diminished fifth in the second case?
Yeah.
Because it's got a flat.
Yes. So in this case, we were on G and we've gone down to G flat.
Yeah.
So therefore it's diminished.
Right. So
augmented. In the other case, we were on F and we went up to F sharp. F sharp. So therefore it was augmented.
Augmented. Okay. Right?
But an augmented fourth and a diminished fifth
will,
of course, sound exactly the same.
Sound the same. Okay.
It just depends how you've written them. Here we've written it as a G flat, so therefore it's a diminished fifth.
Right.
If we had written it as an F sharp, we would call it an augmented fourth.
But it wouldn't look like that, would it?
It would look like the other one that we had a moment ago.
Right.
Which I'll show you there. Here's our F sharp.
Oh, I got it.
Yep. Okay. Good. One more diminished interval. So C to B flat.
Oh, God.
C to B flat.
Yep.
I don't know what to
do. So that's 10 semitones. No. So 10 semitones is a minor seventh. So now what happens there? So we're in the...
So we know that C to B flat is a minor seventh, yes?
Yes. That's not in the perfect...
Seventh last week, we went... Yeah. If you go up a full octave...
No.
Remember, a full octave is 12 semitones.
Oh, yes.
So if you come down one semitone, you get a major seventh. If you come down two semitones, you get a minor seventh.
Right.
Yeah.
So 10 semitones is your minor seventh.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is therefore a diminished seventh?
So it would be nine semitones.
Yes.
Which is the same as...
It's an A.
Yes. Well, it's an A, okay? But it's not an A. Because if it was an A, it would be a major six.
If it was an A, it would be a major six. Yes.
That is correct. So we want a diminished seventh. So what do we need?
Diminished is one semitone less than the minor.
Yeah.
So if a diminished is one semitone less than the minor,
yeah,
and we're on 10, we go down to 9. But what's
so an A?
A flat.
So we were on B flat, right? B flat was our 10. We want 9.
So we go to the A.
Yes, but what do we call it?
Yeah, what do we call it?
It's written here.
A. We'll call it A.
We call it B double flat.
Oh. That's written on the screen.
Please hate it.
Okay, why do we call it B double flat? Because if we just wrote an A, it would be a major sixth.
That's right.
So, but we want a diminished seventh. Oh, so we need a we need a B of some sort, because we know that a seventh, if we're starting on C, we need a B. And we know that a B flat is minor, and we need one less than a minor, but we still need it to be B. So therefore it's B double flat.
But it's not.
So that would just sound like an A then.
It sounds exactly like an A. As but I say,
I don't get this.
From an oral perspective, if you're listening to it, a major sixth will sound exactly the same as a diminished seventh, right? They are the same number of semitones between them. It's only because we're looking at how they're written down do we determine what we call it, okay?
Yes.
And here we've got a C and we've got a B with two flats. Therefore, we have to call it a diminished seventh rather than a major sixth.
Who's laughing?
Gordon.
Oh, I was going to say someone either thinks this is so ridiculous that it's just funny. I'll have
to mute him. I made a mistake of putting on QI for him to watch.
Oh, well, that's probably much more entertaining.
Just laugh a bit quieter. Everybody's asking who's laughing, Gordon.
I'm still...
It's fine. Right, so we had C, right? And if we had written a B flat, we know that C to B flat is a minor seventh, yes?
Yeah.
We agreed on that before because it's 10 semitones, right? So here we've got a B double flat. Remember when we looked at accidentals in like week two, I think it was?
Yeah.
What does a double flat mean?
Flatted twice.
So two semitones. So a C to a B double flat.
Yeah.
A B double flat is, of course, the same as an A, right?
Yes.
And it's written as a B double flat. So therefore, we have to call it a diminished seventh.
I just don't understand why.
Yeah, I know he's going to tell us why soon.
Okay. So let's look at my next screen, because this kind of helps, I think.
When we know why, it would be better.
How to identify augmented and diminished intervals. You always have to start with the generic interval, right? Remember how we did generic intervals about 4 weeks ago? So this is what a second looks like. Remembering with generic intervals, you ignore the key signature and you ignore the accidentals. You're just looking at the two notes that you're trying to find, okay?
Yeah.
So we know that if you have two notes that are both on a line, you either have a first, a third, a fifth, or a seventh. Right?
That's right, the odds.
Are on a line.
That's right. Yeah.
And if you have a note that's on a line and a note that's in a space, you either have a second, a fourth, a sixth, or an eighth.
Or an eighth, that's right,
Remember that?
Yes.
Okay, so you always have to start with a generic. So if we go back to our previous screen, here we've got... Remember, you ignore the accidentals, okay?
Yes.
When you're looking at your generic interval, you have to ignore your accidentals. So we've got a C and we've got a B. So therefore, what's your generic interval?
Seven. I would say a seven.
A seven. Correct, right? Yeah. So your generic interval is a seventh. Right. Now you have to determine what quality of seventh it is. Okay?
So
right?
So you're saying major, minor, diminished, augmented.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if it was C to B with no accidentals, what would it be?
Major.
It would be major.
Major.
Because B is one semitone less than a full octave, right?
Yeah.
So if there were no accidentals, you would call it a major seventh. Yeah. If it was one flat, what would we call it?
Minor
seventh.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
If it's two flats, we call it diminished seventh, right? Because we've taken it down an extra seventh.
Yeah.
If we had a sharp in front of the flat, what would we call it? Sorry, a sharp in front of the flat. A sharp in front of the B.
An augmented
seventh.
Augmented. Yeah.
Right? So you start with a generic. And then work out what quality it is, depending on what the accidentals are signature is.
That makes more sense, yep.
Okay.
No idea why you write them like that.
Now,
so start with the generic, then determine what it is.
Yep. Okay, so we start with the generic interval.
Yep.
Right? then, okay, so here's my process. You start, always start with the generic interval. For seconds, thirds, sixths, and sevenths, you have to determine whether it's diminished, major, minor, or augmented, remembering that those ones, those are your options for seconds, thirds, sixths, and sevenths.
Diminished, augmented. That's for...
What do you mean?
For sevenths, for seconds, thirds, sixths, and sevenths, yeah.
Seconds, thirds, sixths, and sevenths that have four options. They can be diminished, minor, major, or augmented.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the others are perfects, aren't they?
Well, firsts, fourths, fifths, and eighths, they only have three options. They can be diminished, perfect, or augmented.
Okay.
Does that
so
make
they
sense?
Can be, yep.
Right, so you start with your generic, right? You figure out, is it a third? Is it a seventh? Is it a fourth? Is it a fifth? Just ignoring the accidentals, ignoring the key signature, right? And then you determine the quality. So if you've decided that your interval is a sixth, then it can be one of those four things, diminished, minor, major, augmented. If you've decided that your interval is a fourth, it can be one of these three things.
Oh. Okay.
Right. Got ya.
Oh,
yes. I wrote it down, so I'll remember now.
I'll give you all of these slides. You can go through them and make notes and what have you, okay? So you determine the quality, which of these it is, by counting the semitones.
Right.
Yes.
And we refer to our reference chart, which we're going to build in a minute.
Yep.
Alternatively, we can do the other one that we discussed last week, is check whether the upper note appears in the major scale of the lower note. That was our alternative technique that we discussed last week, okay? But that's the more advanced method. At the moment, we can just stick with counting semitones.
Sounds easy to me.
Okay. But if we are using our alternative method of checking whether the upper note appears in the major scale of the lower note, if so, it will either be major or perfect.
Right.
If it's sharper than what you would expect to see in a major scale, it will be augmented.
Right.
If it is one semitone flatter, then it will be minor if it's a second, third, sixth, or seventh, or it will be diminished if it's a fourth, fifth, or eighth.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right, because remembering that if we're going down one semitone from a major, you get to a minor. If we're going down one semitone from a perfect, you get to a diminished. Right? If it's two semitones flatter, it will always be diminished. If it's two semitones flatter than a fifth, it's not a fifth. Anyway, we'll come back to that. Here we go. This is our full reference chart, right? So what we're going to do now is build it, okay? You can still see that full reference chart. It's slightly smaller, but you can still see it, yes?
Yeah.
I haven't filled this in yet, so we're going to do it together. So we know that a perfect first has zero semitones between it. It's the same note.
Yes, it's the same note, yeah.
How many semitones in an augmented first?
Two. No, sorry, one.
First. We have to go up one semitone from the perfect.
One.
Everyone agree?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's got none, so it has to go up one.
It has to go up one. Remembering an augmented interval is one semitone more than the perfect or the major. In this case, we've got a perfect... We know that a perfect first has zero semitones.
Yeah. So it's got to go up one.
So it's got to go up one. Mm-hmm. So therefore, there is one semitone to get to an augmented first.
Okay. One on my chart. Yeah. So we can't get it. Can we get a diminished first?
No.
No, we can't. Can we really?
I've never ever heard a minus of a note.
No.
No, we don't, we don't call that. We would call that a that way your top note would actually be below your bottom note, which
below your
therefore
level of hearing.
Therefore, you would actually call the bottom note your bottom. You know, anyway.
Note.
So we know that a minor second is one semitone.
Yes.
So what is a diminished second?
Two semitones.
Diminished. Zero. So
it
would be like
a minor second, that's our Jaws one, one semitone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It'd be zero.
So how many semitones in a diminished second?
So it has to be zero.
It can't exist.
It's zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
So it'd be the same note.
It's the same note.
Same note.
But why would you ever call it a diminished second?
Exactly.
If you saw a C written on your music and you saw a D double flat written on your music,
yes,
they will be written as different notes on your music.
Yes.
But they are in fact the same note. So in that case, you would call it a diminished second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got you.
A major second we know has two semitones. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
So how many semitones in an augmented second?
Three. Well, there's three.
You've got the idea.
Yeah.
Minor third has three, green sleeves.
Yeah.
Diminished third.
Oh, sorry, diminished third.
Two.
Play it.
Two.
A major third,
kumbaya, is four.
Is four. How many in an augmented third?
Five.
You've got the idea.
Yeah.
A perfect fourth, Amazing Grace, five semitones. Diminished fourth.
Being four.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Six.
No, four. A minor.
Seven.
Minus. Remember, there's no such thing as a minor fourth.
No. So you can only have diminished or augmented.
That's why it's red.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yep.
Good.
Okay, so we know that a perfect fourth is five. How many for an augmented fourth?
Seven.
Six. One up.
Oh, no, one up.
Six.
Remember, it's one more than the perfect
to
get to an augmented.
A diminished five.
A perfect fifth, twinkle, twinkle, seven semitones. How many in a diminished fifth?
Six.
Yep, one less than the perfect is a diminished. Mm-hmm. One more than the perfect is the augmented. So how many in an augmented fifth?
The eight.
Yep. We know that a minor sixth, the entertainer, ba 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 ba, eight semitones. How many in a diminished sixth?
Nine.
Seven.
Diminished.
Seven. If it
one less than the minor is a diminished. We know that a major sixth has nine semitones. My Bonnie. Ba ba. How many in an augmented sixth?
Ten.
We know that a minor seventh has 10 semitones. There's a minor seventh.
Nine.
Diminished has nine. That is correct. Major seventh, take on me. 11 semitones for our major seventh. How many in an augmented seventh?
Be the 12. Yeah. So be the octave.
12. It would sound like an octave.
Mm.
We know that there are 12 semitones in an octave. How many in a diminished eighth?
11.
How many in an augmented eighth?
Interesting. 13.
It would be 13.
Unlucky for some.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is your full reference chart.
All complete.
Now, of course, now we have to actually do some practice. Okay. So.
I need more wine.
No sounds, please.
Let's.
Caitlin, you piker, get back here. Oh, there you are.
Okay. Now, I've simplified this a little bit. So we're only dealing with seconds, thirds, or fourths. Okay. Just to begin with, seconds, thirds, or fourths. So let me bring it up. Okay. Now, remembering, what is the first step to identifying your interval.
The generic interval.
Do the generic one first. So you ignore the key signature and you ignore the accidentals.
Oh, you do?
Ignore them.
First step. First step is you find your generic interval. Okay? So ignore key signature, ignore accidentals.
Okay,
so,
okay.
What's the generic interval?
It's a fourth.
Fourth,
right? So therefore, it's one of these, augmented, perfect, or diminished. Okay, it's in this column. Because we've the generic one is a fourth. So and then we have to find out which particular notes do we have.
Okay, so G.
We have a G.
And a C.
And a
C flat, is it?
And a C flat.
Ooh.
Okay, how many notes between a G and a C flat?
Two, three, four semitones, is it?
Two signature notes, two notes.
Correct. Okay, so four, if we're looking at fourths, and we know we've got four semitones, what sort of fourth is that?
Eight.
How the hell can I tell that that's four semitones?
Because you started with a G and you looked at your piano.
Oh, because I looked at the piano. Okay.
Major third.
Aha, but remember, what did we start with?
Yes.
It's a fourth.
It's a minor fourth.
We know that generically it's a fourth, so it has to be either an augmented fourth, a perfect fourth, or a diminished fourth.
It's a diminished fourth.
It is a diminished fourth.
There's no such thing as a minor fourth.
That's right, no.
It'll be one of these
four. You can only have diminished, perfect, or augmented.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay, so we know we counted four semitones. Our reference chart that we just built, if we're looking at the fourths, says that four semitones is a diminished fourth.
Got it?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy that invented writing music.
Another one.
Easier.
Okay, so that's our first one, diminished fourth. Here we go. Let's do another one. Generic interval to begin with. What sort of interval is it to generically?
Second,
right?
Yeah.
So we're looking at this column.
Yeah.
What about two notes?
Two semitones.
D and E sharp.
And E sharp. How many semitones between D and E sharp?
Two. If you don't count the first one.
Three.
Oh, God. So you do count the first one.
But it's an augmented second.
You start on D. One semitone is D sharp. Two semitones is E. Three semitones is E sharp.
Yeah. But there's no E sharp.
Are you with me, D?
No.
If you look at a piano, have you got one there?
Yep.
So you start on D.
Right.
Yep. Go up one semitone.
Yep.
D sharp. Second semitone. E.
E.
Yep.
Third semitone.
F.
Is F. But in this case, it's E sharp, right?
Okay.
We're looking for E sharp. See, E is sharpened.
Yeah.
So we've gone up three semitones. What sort of second has three semitones?
Haven't we only gone from F to G?
We've gone from, we're in treble clef.
Oh.
That's a D.
D.
D to E sharp.
To E sharp.
Hang on. F, A, C, D. D to E sharp, right.
Yep. So D to E sharp is three semitones.
Augmented second.
Major three.
Augmented second.
Second.
Right? Because we started with our generic, we know that it had to be a second of some description. If it was one semitone, it would be a minor second. If it was two semitones, it would have been a major second.
Major second.
Three semitones, so therefore it's an augmented second.
It helps if you've got your chart in front of you.
It definitely helps if you've got your chart in front of you.
Oh,
I haven't got the chart. I've got the piano.
The piano works as well. You just got to count semitones.
Well,
yeah. But and then know which is which, right?
Yeah.
But yes. Well, do you want me to go back to the chart so you can like write it down?
Copy it. Can I print it?
Take a photo of it and have
take
it.
Take a picture with your phone.
I can't take a photo. I don't know how to take a photo of it.
With your phone.
I do.
With your phone.
I haven't got a phone here. Sorry. Don't worry. I'll find it later somehow.
I'll go back to the chart in case anyone wants to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write it down, like me. All written.
That's it.
That's what chart. You need to have in front of
That's
you.
That's what you want to have.
Right. Take a photo.
I'm just seeing if I can, no, it won't let me copy it.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm going to, oh God. That's great, but presumably I can find it later on Music Theory or something.
I'll send it to you. It will be you'll have the presentation.
Thank you. Sorry, people, dolled you up.
Don't worry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
So either, it is useful to have this.
Mm. Do you want to go and get your phone, Dee?
I can.
Yeah, well, go and get your phone. We can do another one while you're away and then come back.
Good
take
plan.
A photo again. Grab your phone.
Yes.
See ya.
Okay, so we figured out that one was an augmented second. Let's do another one. Okay, generic.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Generic, it's a fourth, yes?
Yeah, it's a fourth.
Yep. What sort of fourth is it? What are our notes?
One. E, A, is it?
E and?
A sharp.
A sharp.
A sharp, sorry, yeah.
How many semitones between E and A sharp?
E and A sharp. 5, 6. Six, so it's an augmented fourth.
Yeah, I'll have a look at my chart.
Everyone agree?
Yeah. So you got your chart, Patty?
Yeah.
Go on your fourths and look across and count your semitones, and there's six.
Augmented?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Six,
so augmented. E to A sharp would be exactly right. Everyone's following?
Or diminished?
No, augmented fourth.
Augmented fourth has six semitones.
Mm.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, so therefore that one, okay, that one's okay. Well, I'll go back to the chart. So, Dee, have you've got your phone now?
Yep.
Okay. Here's the chart. I'll see if I can make it bigger.
It's wonderful. Oh, except
that's better.
It is better. Thank you.
I'm just going to take another picture of that. Very good, that one.
Okay, everyone ready?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's do a couple more.
Okay, very good, actually.
Okay, so with that one, we figured out was an augmented. Okay, here we go. What's the generic here?
Two, three, third.
It's a third.
Third.
Yeah.
Third.
Now, what are the notes?
B.
B. And D.
B and D.
B and D.
B and D.
Yeah.
B to D.
B to D.
Two.
Two, three semitones.
Yep. If you look across on your thirds on your chart, what is three semitones?
Minor third.
Minor third.
Year one. Yeah.
I've got it. Everyone agree with...
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to start on your third. Yeah, making sure you're looking across on the row of the thirds.
Yeah.
And how many?
Minor third. A major.
You know that we counted our semitones and we had three semitones. So if we're looking at our which of the thirds has three semitones, a minor third.
Minor third. Yeah.
So doesn't make any difference if it's in G or B or whatever.
No.
Must.
Well,
it must.
It does, but only if, because we found out here that this was a B and this was a D, and the key signature over here didn't make any difference to that, right?
I see. So because the G key signature doesn't actually affect those two notes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Mm.
Yep. Okay. So minor third. Okay, what's the generic interval?
One, two, fourth.
Fourth. Yeah, we've got a line and a space. Remember, so it needs to be either a second or a fourth. In this case, it's obviously not a second, so it's a fourth. Yeah,
it's a fourth.
Yep.
And we've got a C.
Then we've got a C, and what else?
F.
A major fourth. F-flat. Minor three.
F-flat. C F-flat. And F-flat. How many semitones between C and F-flat?
Four.
No, unless I look at the piano.
Four. Diminished fourth.
Yeah. Barb's got it?
Yeah.
Yep.
So C to F-flat. Well, yeah. So
which is a...
Which is an E flat is otherwise known as an E, right?
But it's, yeah.
So the number of semitones is four. How many, if we're looking across on our fourth row on our chart and you're looking for four semitones, what sort of fourth is that?
Sixth, augmentin.
It's diminished.
It's diminished. Yeah.
So what about the F sharp and the key signature? Is that not? Is that cancelled out by the B flat?
That is cancelled out by the flat.
The fourth diminished.
Yeah. If we didn't have that, it would be a sharp, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Which would be what?
Major. Fourth. No.
What do you mean?
It'd be one, two, three, four, five. So it would be perfect, is it?
Perfect fourth.
If it's C to F sharp. C to F sharp.
If
we didn't have this flat, it would be sharpened.
Yeah, F sharp.
Because of the key signature.
B6, so it'd be augmented.
Correct.
Yeah.
This flat cancels out that sharp, right?
Yeah.
So we have to consider it as flat.
Oh, how would I know that?
That's gone down too, hasn't it?
That's a case.
If it wasn't there.
That's a case you only know it's diminished because it's written.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sound. You wouldn't tell by the sound.
Well, I mean, all diminished or augmented sound like a major or a minor or a perfect.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So here we've got a diminished fourth, which will sound like a major third.
It's the same number of semitones.
Yeah.
It'll sound like a major. Well.
Yep, if we go C to E, or, you know, in this case, F flat, right? Kumbaya. Right? So, four semitones. So, it sounds like a major third, but because it's been written
this
as an
way.
F flat, it's a diminished fourth.
Mm.
Yep, let's do one more. Okay, generic.
Second.
Generic is second. What are the two notes? We know that generic is second, so we're immediately ignoring all of those options. It has to be one of these, okay?
Yes.
It's obviously a diminished second, but I don't know why it's not a minor second.
It's a G, A.
Work it out first. Don't say obviously yet.
So it's a G and an A. A flat, is it?
G.
Is a flat on?
A flat.
G and an A flat.
Flat, yeah.
How many semitones between a G and an A flat?
One.
Does everyone agree that there is one semitone between a G and an E and an A flat?
No.
It must be a diminished.
Starting on G.
Second.
So you move up one and you get to the A flat. Right?
Minor second.
So therefore it's a minor second.
Second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone understand?
Yep.
Let's do one more because D's looking uncertain.
I'm a bit uncertain.
One semitone part D, so yeah.
Okay. So generic interval.
Third.
As a third.
Yes.
Yep.
And ignoring we are...
Remember, you just ignore the, to begin with, you just look at the generic. So we know we've got two lines, so therefore it's a third. Now
third.
We look at which notes they are.
D.
D and?
G flat.
D and?
G, is it?
Sorry, F flat.
F flat.
D.
And F flat, is that funny one again?
F flat is otherwise known as an E, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So how many semitones between D and F flat?
Two.
Yes.
Diminished
D to D sharp. D sharp to E. E is E flat, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Start on D, go up one semitone to D sharp.
Mm.
Two semitones gets us to E.
E, which is F flat.
Which is F flat.
Flat. Right? So two semitones diminish.
So there's two semitones. Which third has two semitones?
Diminished.
A diminished third has two semitones.
Oh, you're so smart, Bob.
Oh, only because it's written. I could never tell by the sound.
Well, you can't tell by the sound. This is the
point. Good.
No, Peter.
Yeah, Peter's got it too, I think. You're okay.
Yeah, he has, but I'm sure we're not doing bad, are we?
All right. So that one was a diminished third. Well done. Okay. Now, just before we finish, we've talked about how the fact that if you're just listening to these things, you can't tell, right? And I'll show you, I'll just demonstrate what I mean. So that was our full reference chart. But then, so what do they sound like? Here's our reference chart, okay? Now, what do we notice? A perfect first sounds the same as a diminished second, right? Mm-hmm. They both have the same number of...
Yeah, I understand that.
Got that?
Yeah.
Therefore, an augmented first sounds the same as a minor second.
Oh, look, they're all like that.
A major second sounds the same as a diminished third.
Mm.
Got the idea?
Yeah.
An augmented second sounds the same as a minor third, right? Mm. If you just heard those two notes, you wouldn't be able to determine whether it was an augmented second or whether it was a minor third. It depends on how it's written as to what it is. Now, of course, you don't have to, you know, if you just heard it, you would say minor third, right? Because it would sound like Green's Leaves. We know that Green's Leaves is a minor third. You would just say minor third. If in fact on the music it was written as an augmented second, well, okay, then you would know if you looked at the music.
Oh.
In your mind, you would go minor third, right?
Mm. Yep.
Diminished fourth sounds like a major third.
Mm-hmm.
An augmented third sounds like a perfect fourth.
Yep.
A perfect fifth sounds like a diminished sixth,
yep.
And so on and so forth. You get the idea?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay? Mm. However, what does that leave?
Sixth, the...
Boom.
Diminished fifth.
Right? That's the one interval from listening that we haven't talked about yet.
Yes.
We have to talk about that one.
Yeah.
Six semitones is called a tritone.
Ah.
Right? It's a diminished fifth or an augmented fourth, right?
Mm.
But it's otherwise known as a tritone, as it has three whole tones. Does that make sense? Remembering that two semitones makes one tone.
Yeah.
So six semitones equals three whole tones. So tritone. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting fact. It was known as the devil's interval, as traditionally it was strictly prohibited in sacred music.
Ah.
Would a C, an E, and a G be a tritone?
Sorry? So we're only talking about an interval, so two notes. So C, go up six semitones. F sharp.
Oh.
Right? That's an augmented fourth, or if we call it G flat, it's a diminished fifth. Right? That's a tritone. That's what it sounds like. Okay? So what does it sound like? Ascending?
And it means...
The Simpsons.
Oh, yes. Maria. Right?
Da, da, da.
Maria.
Maria. I just met a girl named Maria. Yep. So The Simpsons or Maria. Descending, this is where Pearl Jam comes into it.
Oh.
I don't know Pearl Jam. One moment, and I'll just bring up Pearl Jam.
Will you?
Yes.
Cool.
with Vanessa tonight?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. We shall listen to Pearl Jam. One moment. Okay. Here we go. There might be an ad first, but if so, just ignore the ad.
It's not a TV studio! Josh, turn these lights out! It's a fucking rock concert! Ready? Go stand up!
Okay, I'm just pausing it. The first two notes that he sings is the tritone. Okay.
He actually sings something?
Oh yes, it's coming. It's coming. Here we go.
Breathing, resting his head on a pillow made of concrete. Again.
You can go and listen to more Pearl Jam in your own time. But of course, they were a very famous 90s rock band. Da, da, that was the tritone. Da, 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 ba, ba. So that's a descending tritone, okay? Cool. So otherwise, that's you've now learned all of the intervals, both written and oral. Okay, so do you want to do some more practice? And if so, at written or oral, or what do you want to do? Or have you just had enough and you're just going to want to have a drink of wine? Yes. That's also an option.
That's a good idea.
What?
Peter's got his wine.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah. So, from here, like we can do, you know, next week we could just do a revision section on intervals, if you like, and just do a whole bunch of exercises.
Yeah. Could we do that next week, written and listening?
Yeah, we could. Absolutely.
I definitely need to catch up.
Yeah. So, and then because the next step is to talk about chords, right? Which
I absolutely understand it in principle. I just... Yeah. Can't quite get the written stuff.
No worries. Okay, I'll stop recording then. Where's my recording stop button? Somewhere down here.
You just need your tools in front of you, D, your keyboard in front of you, and your chart. Yeah. And your phone. It's hard to think of it in your head.
That is most useful, I must say.
Oh, Peter!
it's straight out of Richard's notes from, I don't know, lesson two or three or four, whatever.
That's great.
Yeah.
Very useful.
Yeah. Or you have one on your phone, like that, on your phone. It's good too.
He's going blank.
Can you send me that picture?
Of